You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Marine Corps is taking legal action against a former drill instructor in the death of a recruit from Taylor. Raheel Siddiqui died after falling three stories in a stairwell in his barracks at Parris Island. That happened in March 2016. A local coroner called it suicide, but the recruit's family has vehemently rejected that. And now Gunnery Sergeant Joseph Felix will face a general court-martial on several charges related to Siddiqui's death. U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell has been pressing the Marines to thoroughly investigate her constituent's death, and she is here with us now. Congresswoman, your reaction to this latest development that the Marines are going to court-martial Raheel Siddiqui's drill instructor?
I think it's very important that everybody that was involved with this be held accountable for what happened. But it has been very clear to me, I've visited Parris Island, I've talked to many people, that whatever happened that day, and none of us are ever really going to know what happened that day, that I do not believe that Private Siddiqui committed suicide and or had the intention to take his own life. So one small piece of what I am going to try to do is to work with the family and the Marines and others to have that original coroner's report changed.
So that is really an issue, the fact that that original coroner's report still stands as saying suicide.
Well, you know, it was not done by the Marines. It was done based on information that had been given a very isolated picture that day with the medical examiner. There have now been a significant number of investigations. Some of the investigations are still going on, but it is very clear that based on the facts that have been revealed in this investigation, that it wasn't Private Siddiqui's intentions to take his own life, whatever happened that day. And it's a very small piece, but this is a mother whose son is in a religion where suicide is just the worst thing that could ever happen. And if I can just bring this family some peace, even on that, it's very important for me to continue to get to the truth, make sure it never happens again, and bring this family some peace.
Congresswoman, we know that this same drill sergeant, Gunnery Sergeant Joseph Felix, had been investigated for allegedly abusing another Muslim recruit, ordering him to get in a dryer, turning it on, burning the recruit. And a second drill instructor was hit with general court-martial charges in that case yesterday. So do you think that all of this has brought about changes in the Marine Corps?
So I have a lot of things to say because I'm obviously very concerned about this. And yesterday on the Hill, at the same time that I was meeting with the Marines, my colleagues were having a hearing about what's happened in terms of the women in the Marines. We need to have strong Marines. We need to have a strong armed services. But we also need to know that when someone's going into the service, that they are being treated fairly. They've got to be tough, but not have the kinds of things that we have witnessed in the last year occur and not be afraid to ask questions so we make sure that everybody is treated correctly. I've been talking to some of my Republican colleagues, quite frankly, one who's been enormously helpful in guiding me and supporting me, visited Parris Island with me. And he is committed with me to studying all of the branches of service to make sure that this kind of behavior is not happening and that any young person and the parents of family of that young person know that their child is going to be treated with respect and right as they are prepared to fight in the armed services.
So this is something uniting both sides of the aisle.
Daryl Issa has been incredible in supporting me and helping me. I'm not going to claim to be an expert in the military in any way, shape, and form other than thanking the men and women who serve and knowing that we need to have a strong military. But he is also very concerned about what he has seen toward Parris Island with me. And I'm going out to California to visit the camp that he has in his district as well.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Shiraz Khan is the attorney and the spokesman for the Siddiqui family, and he is with us now. Mr. Khan, what's the family's reaction to the court-martial charges against Gunnery Sergeant Felix?
I can tell you this, the family is shocked and outraged at the same time. I think what's most shocking to all of us is that the USMC command and investigation itself listed violations by multiple individuals on multiple levels of command. And so why now are the charges being centered around one person? Where are the charges against those other folks involved? Why are we not seeing that now?
And I know you've been following this and in contact with the Marines. We know that there were four commanders who were removed from their posts at Parris Island.
Correct.
What kind of charges are you hoping to see against them?
I think one of the biggest issues here is that the physical evidence in this case tells a story of torture, abuse, and suffering. And none of the charges at this time seem to align with the evidence that's already in play. I think one of the biggest issues here is that the charge of assault is missing. And you know, there's no explanation as to why the charges that should have been brought haven't been brought yet.
And no consideration of manslaughter or murder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if we look at the physical evidence in this case, you will see that the charges, as they have been brought, do not appear to be sufficient.
Nothing is going to bring their son back to them. What could help bring some to these parents some sense of justice?
I can tell you that our office is going to challenge the manner of death. We don't feel that the evidence that's already in play and that we've been given and that we have supports the finding that suicide was the most conclusive manner of death in this case. So that is something that we are definitely going to challenge. And at the same time, I can also tell you that we're going to take all the necessary steps to ensure that the family gets the answers they are looking for. And I think one of the most vital things here is to find out why, if you've released an investigative report stating that these many people were involved in the death of this person, where are those charges? And we need the answer to that. Where are those charges?
What would you say to Muslim parents or to really any parents whose children were considering joining the U.S. Marine Corps?
Well, I mean, I would say for one, this is not a Muslim issue. This is a American issue. And I think it's important to understand that Raheel died on American soil in boot camp. This wasn't on the battlefield. This was at home. And that's what's most concerning here. We need to know that our recruits are treated fairly. And at this point, the family doesn't feel that that was the case. So, I mean, for us, the family is still left with questions and deserves to get those questions answered.
Shiraz Khan is the attorney and the spokesman for the family of Raheel Siddiqui. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Khan.
You are welcome.